Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from June the 26th, 2023. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ. Dorsey Wright, and taking a look at Friday's performance, bit of a negative one for most of the indices we follow on the video. Leading the way to the downside were international equities, with EFA falling down about 1.5% there. We also saw EEM down almost 1.5% as well. Small caps joining that group as well. NASDAQ composite down over 1%. The only things in positive territory we saw were gold up 31 basis points and AGG up 30 basis points. Taking a look at the chart, EFA on the default chart, not much action there. As we did see it reverse down in May, we still continue to see if it's able to move down to mark that box there at 70. May have seen some action on that shorter term scale chart. For the chart of EFA, looking at it, it did reverse down into a column of O's, still really pulling back to the middle of the trading band here. So really what we consider that is pretty healthy all in all. Nothing too detrimental right now to the technical picture. A move below 37.50 would move it back into a negative trend for EEM. So those are really, that's really the price level we would watch. From here, reversal back into X's current 41 and a double top at 41.50 would be a second consecutive buy signal for emerging markets. Looking at the Russell 2000, we did see it move to a sell signal middle of last week, has continued lower through the towards the end of the week, and now sits at 18.20. It technically negates the shakeout pattern just because of this very long column of X, or long column of O's, pardon me, there, but ultimately quasi a little bit of a shakeout pattern, sort of a quasi shakeout pattern. If we did see it reverse and ultimately rally to break the double top there at 1910, somewhat could consider that a shakeout pattern. But ultimately, if we see it fall down to test support here at 1800 or even test the bullish support line, that would definitely negate the shakeout pattern, as it really can't test support in that particular case. But we keep an eye on really that support there at 1800, 1790, and really see if it's capable of reversing back into a column of X's here at 1850, which is where that would occur if we were to see that move this week. Looking at the chart of the S&P, have seen it move back into a column of O's like many U.S. equity charts towards the end of last week. Really healthy pullback here for many of these U.S. equity index charts. At the moment, would like to see reversals up, making higher bottoms here at current levels. Could possibly see sort of a pullback to that 4,300 level where that prior resistance level was at. In many cases, that's what we would look to on these U.S. equity charts, is this prior resistance level. From most cases, going to be August 22. In some cases, it was earlier resistance from this year, but might look to those prior resistance levels as sort of longer-term support, or where we may see some of those pullbacks come to. So just levels to monitor there, but ultimately looking for those pullbacks here to place higher bottoms and build some current support closer to current trading levels. When we look at the indicator front, have seen some action on those shorter-term indicators, as we've seen stocks exhale, seeing those indices reverse back into O's, as we've talked about. The NYSE high low, which measures the percentage of stocks making 52-week highs relative to those making 52-week highs and lows. So when it's increasing, we're obviously seeing more stocks making 52-week highs, reached a level of 86% here, ultimately is reversed down to 80%. So not quite seeing as many stocks making those 52-week highs, but again, kind of coincides with the fact that we've seen the indices reverse down. We've seen stocks pull back. So fairly healthy to see this pull back right now. Now, if it moves down pretty abruptly, that would be somewhat of a more different story. But right now, still sitting there up at a high level, and really adding additional evidence to that is the fact that many of the bullish percents, when we look at them right now, this is the bullish percent for the NYSE, sit in a column of X's, and it, for BPNYC, sits at 50%, suggesting that over half the stocks are trading on point and figure buy signals. Many of those smaller index bullish percents, like the BP for the S&P 500, still sit above 60% as well. We do see that bullish percent for NDX in a column of O's currently, but it does tend to move more quickly than other bullish percents, as it's only a universe of 100. So it doesn't take quite as many reversals or breakdowns, if you will, to see that potential bullish percent reverse into a column of O's. But still, most of these sit in a column of X's above that 50% level, and that's what we really hold confidence in right now, even with the shorter-term indicators seeing a bit of an exhale. Seeing quite a few earnings this week. We have Carnival Cruise Lines reporting this morning. It's actually going on right now, I believe, or should be upcoming here in a moment. We see it up a little bit pre-market, up over 2%. It's right now a 5-for-5 on the system. It's the top stock in the leisure sector matrix. Like many cruise lines, has seen a pretty furious rally since the latter part of March and has continued to up in a pretty much straight column of exits. So really high up here on a stem. May keep an eye on for a potential reversal if you could get it out of earnings. Pulling back to 1450 here, it would be a reversal into O's for the chart right now. But again, as we said, it's traded a little bit higher here. Not quite high enough to mark another X there at 1650, but would keep an eye on it. Could be a possible protective put if you have held it short term, as we do have sort of earnings upcoming, or if you haven't already purchased it. But ultimately, we'd keep an eye on this one. Ideally, those who may look to seek exposure to it, you would look for it in like many cases to reverse down, build some support here, and ultimately build that support and sort of normalize what we call at current trading levels on the chart. So really wouldn't look to take action on it today, obviously, but just keep an eye on it for a potential reversal down into O's, or really for further upside action, as it's been pretty furiously upside, almost up over 100% year to date. But again, Carnival reporting today. We see Walgreens Boots Alliance reporting, WBA reporting Tuesday, General Mills coming out Wednesday. The reason we bring up General Mills GIS is it's coming down here to 81 on its chart with recent action. We keep an eye on support there at 78, which was that March reversal sort of level that we saw it at, but really longer term, with keep an eye on support here at 75 as well. Wouldn't imagine that this would be a pretty abrupt move for to 75 to violate that long-term support, but just two levels to keep an eye on for General Mills. But also a reversal back into X's would occur at 84, and really putting it right back at the middle of the trading band there at 85 would also be pretty healthy chart action as well. So those are levels you can keep it on for GIS. They're reporting on Wednesday. Nike reporting on Thursday. It's shown some improvement this year, but not quite enough to really be a high attribute name. It's still a 2-for-5, or has improved of in that textile sector matrix. Much of that is due to the latter part of the action in the last year, and ultimately the fact that it didn't see as much downside action in March, but we've now seen it give a sell signal. It's now tested that bullish support line. This is the second time we've seen it test the bullish support line. Did hold it the first time earlier this month, and ultimately did reverse back into O's, but you know, we are seeing another test of it from here. A move below 102 would actually violate the support line. You not only need to move below the support line, but in this case, you also need the sell signal to occur. This would be a second sell signal and also test that support level there at 102. So we'd really keep an eye on this for a move below 100, as then you're not looking to much support until you get to the 90s, lower 90s and 80s for Nike. But also from there, if you saw a reversal back into X's at 114 and move above 116, that would return the stock to a buy signal. But note some of this resistance here at 128 and 130, those prior rally highs from this year. So those are a few stocks that we see reporting this week. Just wanted to bring those up, some of the levels you might want to keep an eye on for potential breakdowns or possible breakouts. But as always, there's a number out there reporting this week, mostly smaller names, but you can keep an eye on those. And as always, if you have a question about any particular position you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to their week.